we won't have Steve Smith. We can't cheer for Steve Smith anymore on the team. Who are we going to cheer for on Sundays now?
Nobody!
You don't even want to watch them anymore?
I hate the Panthers!
We should probably pick a new favorite team.
I don't even want a favorite team.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That kid definitely wants to say good day, sir, to Dave Gettleman. How dare you get rid of Steve Smith? He's devastated, Vic. He's devastated.
Yeah, maybe a little too much.
He's devastated. He loves Steve Smith, so maybe, you know what? Listen, I can relate to this in one sense. When I was a Ute,
yeah.
Joe Montana, the greatest player, in my opinion, to ever play the game.
Yeah.
Was sent off of the 49ers.
Sent away
so that Steve Young could take over.
Right.
And he went to the Kansas City Chiefs, and I was...
Did you have that kind of an outburst, though?
No, but I was pissed, and I became a Chiefs fan. I felt that it was a disservice what they did to Joe Montana.
I love passion, but that, you know, okay.
That was over the top. He's a young man. He's not emotionally mature yet, Vic. He's a youngster. He's a youth.
I think it's dad's, you know, come on, dad, work on that a little bit. It's a bad thing that one of his favorite players were gone, but come on, let's get some.
Man, not a lot of sympathy for it.
No, I have
not a lot of sympathy from Vic. You don't want to hug his side of the guy. I thought the dad handled it very well. Then I guess we'll get a new
son.
Team.
There will be many worse things in life than
no
this.
Big deal.
It's the realist. Anyway, that where the Panthers are going, I had a chance to talk with Joe Person, who covers them for the Charlotte Observer, this just over the weekend for SiriusXM NFL Radio, and we were getting into, you know, kind of the look that's out there, not a good one for this Panthers team that is losing more players than it's gaining. But there's a lot of sense of a couple of things that Steve had reached a point. You know, remember he was not the easiest guy to manage in that locker room. The previous GM, Marty Herney, had drafted him, so there was some loyalty and a sense of more loyalty and a sense of you kind of put up with what Steve puts out there. But Steve really kind of ran the locker room. Steve was he was a big personality and a big presence. That became bothersome to Dave Gettleman, according to Joe Person. This is Joe Person's theory, that he said if you're trying to get a guy like Cam Newton to be your leader, to be your step-up guy and be the most prominent player on that team, it was harder for him to do it with a Steve Smith around. Harder for him to do it than, you know, so the plus of having Steve Smith to catch passes from him, the minus of him being gone because it would be a plus for the locker room. It was sort of addition by subtraction in the mind of in the perspective.
Well, they need to go ahead and add in another receiver for Cam Newton to throw the football
And therein is the draft and what the draft would bring. Right. And that's what I asked Joe, this follow-up question. I said, do they do this with confidence and trust that they can build? And that's what he's saying is you can get guys acclimated to how you want to do things by bringing a new receiving talent in via the draft.
Of course.
So that's how they're going to
I think currently the receivers, if I'm not mistaken, on the Panthers roster have a combined 8 career receptions.
Yeah, it's not a stellar group there.
Cam Newton's what is the deal?
Yes, Cam needs some guys to throw to, and I don't know how he felt about Steve Smith, and I got no sense from Joe, the guy who covers the team, that he was influential in him not being there anymore, but I do understand the idea that you want you're changing a dynamic, and that's where Gettleman's concern is. They're going as far as Cam takes them, right? So are you building up a chance in one way to help the quarterback out? But in another way, you do have to give him people that will catch passes.
Of
course. So that's how that kind of falls. Jim Irsay, unfortunate story there with him having the arrest and other things that were found, I guess, in his vehicle. The story will, I guess, play itself out. Not the best thing to see. I know Jim. He's been someone that he's been a friend for a lot of years and someone that I've kind of gone to and talked with at various league meetings and other places that you in covering the Colts through the years through their Super Bowl run. Always treated me well, so I've got no qualms about him. But he's going through something here, and hate it for him. But you know, the rules aren't different, at least I hope not, for the owner of a team versus somebody else. But the owner of a team has a different sense of, you know, wherewithal to handle. I'll say this. Why is he behind the wheel of a car under those circumstances? Why is he not being driven?
When you're worth $1.6, I believe it is,
billion dollars. With a B.
With a B. You could have a fleet of drivers.
Yeah. You have a fleet of drivers.
In my golf bag. As I try to change those out every year to get a few extra yards.
Just some common sense there.
Absolutely.
Hey, and by the way, I just want to ask everybody, just send some prayers out to a great friend, Jim Kelly.
Yep.
Hall of Fame quarterback, undergoing a rough time. Cancer has recurred. He had in his jaw, and he had undergone surgery under a year ago for removal of part of his jaw and some teeth. And it's come back, the cancer, and he's going to have more work done in New York coming up. So please, in your prayers, great guy, and just want to get him through this. All right, great show today. Jim Donovan, appreciated his presence on the show. Liked talking a little bit of the Teddy Bridgewater story.
Pro day.
So Jody Demling, thank you for being with us. And to do that, John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, Megan Rock tweeting today, our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs. We'll be at this again tomorrow. Great week of shows lined up for you. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying we'll talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go.
The present has no ribbon.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network. What is this?